the hopes and the prayers of an entire five-state, or six if you include Connecticut, but I never do, five-state region hangs on one man's shoulders, or two the shoulders of two men, the Jays and the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if there is to be another parade, I fear that it is only up to this basketball team. But based on what you saw last night, it seems inevitable. I don't want to jinx anything, but it seems inevitable.
Well, set it in the right direction.
It is.
Don't let the Pats get hot.
Two things. Correction. Apparently, it was not anything to do with the Celtics, the drone that fell and injured three. Want to correct the record there.
Yes.
And also, how about Skims' placement on the parquet and the commercials going
Donovan
through?
Donovan Mitchell?
Yeah.
You like that, huh?
Saying everybody's wearing Skims.
All right. You like the D-Mitch commercial.
Yeah. I don't keep up, but...
Well... Later on, we'll get to a little bit of news about somebody who is contemplating a major life change. We talk about this guy on this show all the time, and maybe he will wear Skims should the ceremonial moment arrive.
Mm-hmm.
So that is coming up at 8:45 on this morning's show. But we got to get back to the rest of the news.
Yes, we do. And American Airlines has a new tech that has Greg pretty jazzed. It's piloting technology that will audibly alert gate agents when customers try to board planes prematurely.
Oh.
Meaning they go on the group ahead of their group.
Yep. Yep. Oh. Thank you. Back of the line.
That is it.
You're in group F. Get back where group F is.
Right.
You jackass.
How do you feel? How do you feel if you're with... somebody, you're traveling with somebody and you're in different groups, though.
Yep.
Have
See
to get
later.
In the later group you if you want to go together.
You wait 5 seconds to get on the plane.
Right.
Like, you don't have to get on the plane together. I know you're in love. Great. Like, this is people who are trying to buck the system and get the overhead bin over their seat and jam their suitcase, which is too big. The suitcase should have gone in. You should have checked it.
Wow. Right.
But it's too big to get in there. So you want to hog the whole entire overhead bin. You don't want to pay $50 or whatever it is to have your suitcase fly down in the cargo hold.
Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic.
I love this.
Thank God.
If you ever want to take an alien to show them exactly where we are as a society, just put them in a JetBlue boarding zone. Like, the guy or woman that's behind the desk says, please wait.
Right.
Clear that. Like, they make it abundantly clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then nobody listens. Everybody stands right in front, causing everything to last longer.
Because you don't know if, like, are you waiting in line?
Right.
Are you in this line because this is your boarding pass line? Or are you just waiting for them to call your whatever your number is?
Right.
And that's
they play
so
dumb.
Annoying.
And then you sit there. And the strangest thing, Greg, is everybody rushes on the plane, and then they can't wait to get off of it.
Yeah.
When we flew to Nashville, I was Group Z, and it was great. I got on the plane. We took off in 5 minutes.
American has fixed this. The next thing I want is that if you get up and try to leave before the natural order on an aeroplane, there is a taser or some kind of electric shock that sends you back into your seat. You can wait in line like everybody else.
I got the best fix for it, Greg.
They should do the same thing as when they're boarding. Like, if you're rows 1 through 5, get up. Get off the plane. If you're rows like that, they should do that when people are getting off the plane.
They can't control it, though, the way they can control the ticket thing with tech. Like,
well, here's how you can control it, Greg. Got the perfect idea. There should be, like, as soon as the plane lands, they have the capability for, like, a mechanical thing to come up in the aisle between rows, and so
like a railing,
so it won't allow whoever's in the back to make their way up until their railing goes up.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like an awful lot of money to spend to keep people who cannot act like normal, courteous human beings in line. But
you got
to
do it
anyway. Good move by them.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's in two finally. Airports right now before going to others: Albuquerque and Tucson.
Okay, excellent.
Next story, very creepy.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
A guy from India was arrested at Logan Airport on Monday after allegedly making unwanted advances towards another passenger, touching her without consent, and then openly masturbating on a flight coming into Boston. 39-year-old Krishna Kunapuli was flying from Abu Dhabi to Boston on Monday when he asked a woman if he could sit next to her while waiting for the restroom to become available. She had seats next to her that were open. Mm-hmm. He was waiting for a vacant restroom, asked if he could sit down. She said yes. They started small talking, and he then started complimenting her on her looks, asking if she would spend the night with him, allegedly offered her $5,000 as a gift while he bragged about how much money that he had. He then started touching her hair, and that's when she felt a bit uncomfortable. Yeah. She got up to go to the galley to find a flight attendant. Mm. He followed her. The flight attendant first thought that they were a couple, but then realized they weren't when they realized the man was touching the woman's breast and she was trying to back away.
What in the world?
The flight attendant sent them back to their assigned seats, which were separate. That is when another passenger saw him masturbating while watching a video on his phone. Oh,
Jesus. I mean, really, like they should open the door up and drop the dude
right.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when are we going to my idea?
Jails on a plane?
No, bouncers.
Ooh,
legit
I like
legit bouncers. Yeah. I'm talking black T-shirt, flashlight.
Yoked up.
Like the Rock, yeah.
You want big bouncers where, you know, tattooed up like, damn.
Yeah.
And then if she has an issue, she could go right to the bouncer and say, hey, listen, this guy's bothering me.
Throw the guy right out the club.
And the guy could take him right to the back of the plane and tune him up a little bit.
That's a good idea. AB has appeared to have apologized to Tom Brady.
This story is so weird.
Yeah.
So apparently Antonio Brown wanted to apologize to Tom Brady.
All right.
They somehow got on the phone.
Yep.
And I don't believe this is AI.
I don't believe it is AI either.
Okay, you sure?
Because, yes.
All right.
But Antonio Brown was, like, recording the whole thing and then released it.
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
Yes, he posted it on social media, but then others have posted it that, you know, are legit news sources.
Okay,
so
we have a bit of the audio.
Okay.
Just talk to them people about some of their traumas and how, you know, the older we get, we still stuck with our traumas for our kids and, like, seeking therapy and how to deal with traumas because... You know, we just human beings and a product of what we go through and how people treated us. So kind of just focus on raising the kids and trying to do some positive stuff. That's it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I know, man. We're all dealing with something. Life is, like, no matter who you are, we all have our stuff we're dealing with. You know,
it's never perfect, right?
It's not all roses for everybody. I just wanted you to succeed, man. I hope you always know that. I always wanted to see you succeed.
I mean, what a guy Tom Brady is.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Like, the man was posting about his wife and all kinds of, like, out-of-line crap.
Yep.
And then Tom Brady is offering forgiveness.
Yes.
Well, maybe he was telling him about his wife. Tom, I'm trying to give you some.
I don't know, like
when you try to tell somebody they don't want to listen. And so you start to, like, you know, give them some more and more hints. So it's like, hey, you better be.
Pretty classy guy.
Very.
So he posted that to social media.
He did, yeah. Uh-huh.
Greg, I would just hope that Tom does not accept any other calls from that guy because you can't trust that he's not going to be recording everything you say.
I mean, that's unless Tom said go ahead and release it.
No, because there's stuff in there he talked about his family, like that he I don't think would want the world to hear.
That's illegal in some places.
Yeah. It's kind of a wild move to like offer an apology to somebody and then record it so you can share it on social media.
Yeah, this is weird.
You have to question what the point of was the point of the apology actually to apologize?
No, it was the definition of self-serving.
Yes, right? Like, okay. All right, Courtney. Great job.
Thank you.
We
have a dumbest, but...
We do have a dumbest
of
the day. All right, let's get to that real quick. Okay.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened yesterday. This may have been the dumbest of the day, I guess.
Quiggy, can I hear your best Australian accent?
Crikey, mate.
So,
put another shrimp on a barbie.
Thank you. That's why I wanted to do this. So, a woman in New South Wales, Australia, was walking, and she... dropped her phone between boulders.
A crevasse, if you will?
A gigantic crevasse.
Okay.
And, instead of saying, well, hopefully I got Apple Care, she did what any you know, respectful person in 2024 would do. She went down between them, rappelled, is that the word?
Yeah, rappelled is going down.
Rappelled into the crevasse.
For 7 hours.
She got stuck in there?
Oof.
For 7 hours.
So they had to go rescue her because she was trying to rescue her phone. Right. Well, you can't live without your phone.
That is true.
Especially if you haven't backed up your contacts.
Right, and it's expensive to get a new phone.
Yes.
It sure is. It's also expensive for 6 paramedics to come and find you. Right. But nonetheless, this woman, I don't even know, did she find it in the end? Did she get it?
I believe she did not find her phone, but she was rescued.
She was rescued.
After 7 hours in the crevasse.
That is just...
Every Australian I meet is very sexual.
Well, maybe there were some photos in there she didn't want the world to see.
When did I say that? I was like, is that me?
Can I play
another...
I think
that was Liam Hendricks.
Can I play another Australian-related drop that is a little bit longer?
Of course.
Because this one might be one of my favorites.
Grubhub has announced the top trending cuisine of the year.
Uh-huh.
Australian food is number one.
Really? What's Australian food?
I don't know.
Like shrimp on the barbie?
Like Vegemite?
Yeah, I guess. Like Outback? You're ordering a ton of Outback steakhouse?
Oh, like a Vegemite sandwich.
Wait. Time out.
What?
Outback is Australian food?
Have you ever been?
It's where the Bloomin' Onion's from, is Sydney,
exactly.
Australia.
Exactly.
All right.
It
that
is.
Has nothing to do with Australia.
Yep.
That's where the Bloomin' Courtney.
Outback cheesy fries are some of the best.
And those come
Australian
straight from
delicacy.
They come from Australia.
Yeah.
Cheesy fry world.
I'm often asked about this, but this very thing right here is the reason that 5 or 6 years ago, on a trip to Lowell, I identified Courtney as the next news person on this radio show.